أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى ربك كيف مد الظل ولو شاء لجعله ساكنا ثم جعلنا الشمس عليه دليلا ثم قبضناه إلينا قبضا يسيرا وهو الذي جعل لكم الليل لباسا والنوم سباتا وجعل النهار نشورا وهو الذي أرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته وأنزلنا من السماء ماء طهورا لنحيي به بلدة ميتا ونسقيه مما خلقنا أنعاما وأناسيا كثيرا ولقد صرفناه بينهم ليذكروا فأبى أكثر الناس إلا كفورا ولو شئنا لبعثنا في كل قرية نذيرا فلا تطع الكافرين وجاهدهم به جهادا كبيرا وهو الذي مرج البحرين هذا عذب فرات وهذا ملح أجاج وجعل بينهما برزخا وحجرا محجورا وهو الذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا وصهرا وكان ربك قديرا.
Did you see to your Rabb how he stretches the shadow? And had he willed, he could have made it stationary, and then he made the sun its guide. And then do we draw it towards ourselves gradually in a slow process? Mankind cannot function if there was absolute darkness, total, complete darkness. Then he will not be able to function, he will not be able to continue with life. And if it was absolute light, like it appears at midday, total light, then too it becomes difficult for man to continue. It's only light and pure light. You can't look at it, you get dazzled, and visibility is impossible with total, complete light. So it is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that He has merged the light into the darkness, and then this merging the light into darkness brings about some type of shade. And the shade makes it possible for you to continue with your work, dependent on how good the shade is. And sometimes it is very much relaxing, like in the early morning, it's shaded, there is light, but with that light there is that level of darkness that makes it comfortable, relaxing, and it seems to be the most pure time of the day. So in this is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifesting, that Allah ta'ala has allowed both to be merging, the darkness and the light. And with the merging of the darkness and the light, then you find a shadow being created. When there is total darkness, then there is no shadow. And if there is absolute light, then too there is no shadow. But when the light merges with the darkness, then there is a shadow that is created. Then you look and examine two things. One is the beauty of the light, the play of the light and the shade at the time of sunset. See time succeeding the sunset and the twilights, and the colors of the twilights changing all the time until the sun has completely set. Then this phenomena becomes even more distinct and even more, it becomes even more distinct and impressive just before sunrise. The time of dawn and Fajr time has entered in, and then you see the shadows to be the longest at that time. And then these shadows, their length and their direction is guided by the sun. The sun will direct its length, it will command its direction and its length. As the sun rises higher and higher, then you will see that the shadow will contract until when it reaches zenith, then as though it has no shadow whatsoever. So all this is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the prolonging, the stretching of the shadow and then contracting it gradually in stages. And Allah Ta'ala would could have made it totally stationary. There would have been no movement whatsoever. So He has created this contraction and prolonging through His mercy and Qudrat. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا. And it is He who has made for you the night a garment. Day is a time of activity, moving about, running around. And then when it's night, the night as though it's covered everybody. Everybody comes under the garment of the night and as though life comes to a standstill. And night has made it for rest. So it is one common time that is night. He's placed the garment over you. So you go into a recluse and to a repose and you rest it out. And has made the day as though it is a resurrection, as though then everything springs up, everything is scattered again. So this again is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's made it one universal time that everybody goes off at a certain time and activity starts off again at a certain time. If this was not the rule, how difficult would life have been? وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحِ. It is He who sends the wind as heralds going before the mercy of, as heralds of good tidings going before His mercy, before the mercy of rain, then these are the signals of His good news coming. And He sends down pure water from the heavens. With it, He gives life to a land that is dead and grants water to many animals and human beings. And we distribute this between them that they may take heed, but mankind refuses but to show ingratitude. The amount of water that is supposed to be sent to the world is destined every year. There is nothing short, but then Allah Ta'ala, in His wisdom, He distributes it that this land and this place will get so much of water and this place will get so much of water. For these people, the rain will be beneficial and for them it will be a disaster. So all this distribution is with the permission and the will of Allah Ta'ala. Had we willed, we could have sent a warner to every people. So don't listen to the kafir, to the unbeliever. And with the Qur'an, strive with all your strength, calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, working in accordance to the guidance of the Qur'an with all your strength. And it is He who let free the two bodies of flowing water, one palatable, sweet, and the other salt and bitter. Between them we have created a barrier and a partition that is impassable. Both are flowing bodies of water, but there is an invisible, impassable barrier between both these running bodies of water. And it is He who has created man out of water, and for Him have we established relationship of lineage and of marriage, and your Rabb is almighty, all-powerful. Man's, the basis of all creation is water, and then out of His Qudrat He has created a relationship. The relationship then translates into muhabbat and love and affinity. But look at His marvelous Qudrat, that He has created this relationship through lineage and through marriage. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Yet the kafir goes on worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala things that do not harm him nor benefit him. And the kafir is in opposition. He works against his Rabb. And we have sent you but to give good news and to warn. Say, مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرِ I ask you for no reward for this mission of mine. But the one who wishes to take up a path to his Rabb, all I want is that you take up a path to your Rabb. This is actually not a remuneration, rather it is your own good, like an elderly, understanding, very, very intelligent person who gives his children wealth and the luxuries of the world. And he says, I give you all this, all I want to see that you live happily and you live with love and respect. So living with love and respect and happiness is to your own good, it is not to the good of the elderly person. So it is the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't gain any material good for your going on the right and for your accepting the message. The goodness and the reward is back to you, returns come up to you. And trust the one that is all living, that never dies, and glorify his praises. And enough is he to be fully acquainted with the faults and the mistakes of his servants. The one who has created the heavens and the earth and all in between them in just 6 days, then he is established, his authority is established over the throne. And the most gracious Rahman, then ask the one that is very acquainted about him. And when they are told, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَانِ أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا When they are said, when they are told that bow down to the Rahman, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they ask him, who is this Rahman? What is this Rahman all about? Should we bow down to the person, to the one that you command us? And this increases their flight away from the truth. Blessed is the being who has made stars in the heavens and placed it in a lamp and a moon giving light.